All right. Thank you, Melanie, for giving me a call and having HP calling me to do some service today because I definitely obviously needed to do this today. Hi, everyone. I'm Joey, obsessive compulsive overeater. And I've been in this program for the past 134 days and stayed abstinent for those 134 days. And it's only by the grace of God and this program that I'm able to say that right now in this moment. Before I came into OA, I kind of want to just go over my whole story of how my whole process began within this program. My whole life, of course, I went through a lot of child abuse with my parents, and then also separation stuff with my parents divorcing and getting into situations. I noticed that for me, my comfort was always to turn towards food. I remember going to my grandma's house and feeling super comforted because obviously she gave me any sweets that I wanted, and that was the best thing ever. So I always looked forward to that. And in those moments, yes, that actually helped me to stay alive in those moments when I was a child. But I did carry them into adulthood. I'm actually going to be 38 coming up here next month. And my earlier adulthood was tumultuous, let's just say that, because of course, not having the structure of being brought up into a good home, as well as with the our religious beliefs were based in Catholicism and Christianity, and I myself am a gay man, and having the battle in my mind of what's right, what's wrong, and a lot of times when the word was preached to me, going to those congregations, it just more was like a submission to the fear. And not the surrender to the love. So I was very resistant to wanting to accept my spirituality in the beginning. Though I kept always a sense of something higher than where I'm at right now, especially a higher power. I'm very connected to my universe in that. So and I always noticed too when I was a kid, a lot of times what kept me alive too was going to my teachers and listening to them and seeing a lot of wisdom. But of course, when I was away from that, you know, I had no one, and that's where the food was. The food was there always, you know. And I mean, there's other things I could turn to. I could have turned to. But in my head, you know, with drugs and alcohol, a lot of times I wasn't going to be that person because, you know, that was so, you know, everyone looks down upon that. And that's something that, you know, you can only get when you're a legal age. And food is everywhere. So it's very, 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 very tempting. And I gave in to a lot of those compulsions, of course. I wasn't that much of a, I wouldn't say I was a fat kid, but obviously I was thicker and to other kids, I was called fat. And that definitely ate at me a lot and put me down. And so I just had to try to build up this whole wall to of survival. It was strictly a survival tactic. Which I now can see as it helped me in that moment, but before it used to, I used to beat myself up over it. Kind of fast forward in that, I also, when I first left my family, as adults, when my family kind of disowned me for being gay, of course I sought out a chosen family, and with that chosen family came a husband. With that husband that I had, he was the most amazing person in my life, and I was actually getting on track. We were actually on a path of becoming healthy, because he too was a bigger person, and we were going through a program, not OA, but we were going through a program, and he had decided that he wanted to go down the path of doing gastric bypass. And so I was fully supportive and changing my diet and going along with that, but I didn't need to get the surgery at that time. So I just wanted to be really supportive. Well, unfortunately, there were complications with that. And 2 months after he had the surgery, he was diagnosed with cancer. And 7 months later, unfortunately, passed away. So this was one of my biggest tragedies that really put me into the deeper spiral. I went straight to those old tactics again, didn't seek out help, didn't seek out any counseling, but I knew I could survive if I had the food. Because I could just shove it down and I'll be good. And that was back in 2010. Now, during these whole 10 years, I ate my way through fast food and gained and gained and gained and noticed I gained a good 50 pounds from it. where I was at my heaviest, and I was at 260 pounds, which when I got out of high school, I was only just over 200. I was 205. Being that, that got me into a deeper spiral, and I started seeking out relationships that were not good for me. Within my community, being a bigger guy is actually glorified. There's a subculture, the bear culture, bigger guys, we all, you know, it's just a type or whatever. But their whole thing, a lot of it, there's a lot of like things about gainers, which people eat to, cause they like it. It's just, it's really bad way of going. And, but I felt, oh, well, that's my out. I don't have to get skinny for some guy or get fit for some guy. You know, I can actually just eat the way I want and actually have love. Well, of course that got me into bad sexual situations too. But luckily, I was blessed through that, even though searching out wrong sexual relationships, there was one that, stuck with me, and it is my now fiance that of 5 years. The moment that I met him is actually, I saw hope again. And of course this is my codependency talking and then seeing, okay, well, no, this is another, inspiration in my life. This is another, light in the tunnel. Maybe that's what I need. That's what I need. And he's very supportive and he would listen to me and he listened to my past trauma from my late husband passing and was very, very compassionate and empathetic to it. So I latched on right away. Though I also did notice though that in this relationship, I didn't want to carry into it too much more of that past life that I had. So we were doing really good. And we moved out here in 2008 or to 18 and was working for a couple of years. I got I've been doing hairdressing since 2010 too. And I was actually getting set up I was doing New York Fashion Week and I was going to work in a new salon and all this stuff. And then 2020, of course, March happens. And it wasn't the pandemic. On March 6th, actually, I got hit by a car by walking home from work. And it was my right of way and I was in the crosswalk and everything. And so it's just another instance of where I felt everything I was doing right. And then a tragedy happens again. So I went into the spiral again. When that happened, of course, 2 weeks later, pandemic happened. And I went completely into isolation this time, the first time ever that I've ever done in my life, because I didn't have a job to work or something else to distract myself from actually feeling the feelings. So this time I was feeling too many feelings. And of course, yes, again, ate a bunch of them. So I ballooned up all the way up past 340 pounds. That was back in July last year that I got to that weight. And that was the rock bottom. I had to get to that rock bottom to realize that all of this stuff that I have been doing for these years is not productive and not healthy and is not the way for me to live my life anymore. I didn't want to be that person to where I died and then my fiance goes through what I went through. He's not here right now. He went out of town today and he's not going to be back till Monday. And so that's why I'm really glad he's not here. I could talk about this because sometimes I don't feel I want to talk about that in front of him because that's my biggest fear. Because he's so loving and he doesn't deserve to have that pressure and that survivor's guilt that I carried. Though now realizing while I'm in program, what God's will is God's will. And I was meant to go through that in that moment with my late husband. It made me strong, a lot stronger than I've ever felt. But of course, I turned to things that I shouldn't have. Excuse me, take a moment. But I'm forever grateful that I had that moment now. Because without it, I wouldn't be where I'm at today. The moment I walked into I had that bottom, I told my fiance, I need help. And he suggested me, okay, well, why don't you reach out to your lawyer who's dealing with my case and let's seek out a therapist. Because I had not done any therapy. So I got my therapist and we I just went into the mentality of complete willingness and become a sponge and just take it all in, whatever I can, because I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. So we talked, we worked through, we've been working through a lot of my traumas, as well as even my past trauma. Because with the accident, a lot of PTSD came too. Not just the pandemic, just even just walking across the street. It's so hard for me because I am expecting a car to hit me. Even today, I was just walking out and I still do this whole thing. And I try not to. But of course, the voices are getting quieter now that I'm in program. That's the hope, though. But when we worked through all this, I had not wanted to talk about the food yet with him until April of this year. And finally, in April, when I brought up the food, he's like, why don't you check out OA? And he thought I would just kind of go online and just like fiddle around and, you know, just get a word from it. But that same day, I walked into a meeting. Well, Zoomed walked into a meeting. And that's my first day that I started. And that was 134 days ago. And it was the biggest miracle that I've ever experienced in my life. I remember coming into that room and being welcomed fully and completely with open arms and hearts and words, and just knowing that the spirit is actually working within me because of that, and seeing it in person with God in flesh is what I've heard when I see everyone in, as fellowship. You guys are God in flesh to me. And I knew I was home. I knew I was where I needed to be, and it was exactly what I needed. So going through that, I knew when I got in, just like how I did with therapy, I had to be a sponge. I had to completely be willing and just put my old fucking bullshit and logic out of this completely, because it's the reason why I got into this mess, because I always could logically figure it out. But I mean, was it healthy logic? Probably not. Of course it wasn't. Not probably, it wasn't. So, the first 30 days, I had made it a plan to seek out a sponsor. I knew that was one of the bigger keys I needed to have, because it was someone that I can have accountability with. And to have accountability is me taking my footsteps within this program. Because if I just talk about it and think about it, well, then I'm still putting my ego into it and I'm not working program. So I had to do that. And I reached out to someone, and someone gratefully accepted and has been working with me since I asked him. And we have been working really strong within our step work. And I'm on step 7 now. We took a few couple months with step 4, which was a good thing, though, because I wanted to make sure that my cobblestones were placed in the right position. Because if all the stones were not placed right and everything, I know I'll have a harder bump than if I am to have a failure nowadays. Because I do expect there to be a time that I fall off my abstinence. I mean, we're human. I'm not perfect. You know, this program is all about that of, you know, perfectly imperfect. It's about progress. And that's the bigger thing that I'm seeing that's happening is the progress. And within those first 90 days, I was on a good pink cloud and was writing pretty well, because I was going to meetings every single day. I was talking to my sponsor every day. I was doing my footwork with having my food plan too. I am and all that. Speaking about
7 minutes.
Thank you. Speaking about a food plan, one thing with my food plan, that was one thing too. Me, I can't control how I make my food in the moment right now, in the beginning when I stepped in. And I'm very grateful that I have a fiance where I can afford it, but I was able to afford a food plan that was already pre-made for me. So I had my breakfast, lunch, and dinner all set up with the right caloric intake that I need to take. And with doing that really got me into the mindset of just, okay, this is the time I need to eat. Okay, I eat, and this is the time when I'm eating. So it's not me just doing it because I'm having a moment of emotion and I just will impulsively, okay, and then go into it and I'm not planning, you know, because that's what got me in trouble. And that's what got me to the weight I was. But I've been sticking to that plan, and I'm very grateful that I have. And nowadays I don't even think of the food. The physical part of this in my pillar is really taken care of by the spiritual and mental pillar within this program. And those two things are the main things, because it, I mean, it could be food, it could be drugs, it could be alcohol, it could be any substance. But really, up here and up there are the two things I need to fully have in check for myself in order to be successful in my recovery. Now, when it comes to after my 90 days, when I got to my 90 days, actually about 2 weeks before, I accepted a position to chair a meeting that I do weekly now on Wednesday afternoons. One thing I know with coming into the rooms is doing service has really done a great service for my own self. I make sure that every meeting I go to, I'm sharing, even if it's just some stupid cockamamie story of what I'm feeling in that moment, but it's turning it over because those are the thoughts. If I keep them in my head and I don't talk to other fellows that are within the same room as me, then I'm doing the same bullshit again. I cuss a lot. Sorry. Apologize. This is me. But with doing that service, I see hope and I see other people having hope from that service. And you can't exchange that for any type of materialistic possession in this world. You know, I'm very grateful that I'm able to have this and able to do that for people and do that for myself. Something that I have gotten into that part too is because, of course, with my spirituality, recently, actually, I've been looking to transition into converting to another religion and talking with my sponsor, or not my sponsor, with my therapist. He suggested that I should do that. And I've been looking into it and actually have gotten response from a congregation leader where we will talk about conversion. So I'm excited to do that because I know with my spirituality, I've been good and I've been meditating, I've been praying, but I need that extra level of connection. And that extra level of connection sometimes for me comes in when it's with some organization. Because if I'm not organized and I'm not planning out my stuff, just like I with my food plan and things, if I'm not doing that with also my daily life and spirituality, then I'm not doing program. I'm letting my own ego come back into it again and my own logic. So I'm grateful that I'm able to even be willing to do that. And is one of the bigger things I feel was the answer to this program for me was that spirituality. So now it's been a little easier to chat and talk to people and be more open. Even this past weekend, I went to a wedding. And it was a really nerve-wracking because I didn't know anyone there. And I was worried of who I was going to be sitting at a table with and if I'm going to have a conversation or is the conversation just going to be around like recovery or what do I talk about, you know, now because I'm a new person now. There's new stuff. And I don't want to give into that superficial surface level where I a lot of times did lying stories, you know, just to be a part of a conversation. It was like, you know, just to be part of it. But I was able to be honest and I talked about my trauma of what I've had and how I'm progressing. Cause, also too, I'm going back to school and all these other things. There was a lot of stuff that other people heard from my story at that table that actually really connected to me. And I made two good friends now that I'm going to see outside of there. So, I mean, already right there, that was the biggest, another miracle that God keeps showing me, you know, that if I'm at least willing within God's will, then that's what will come to me is those miracles. And that's one of those biggest miracles that I'm grateful that I can connect to people again and connect to people on a healthy level. Couple little things that kept me too in this program. I'm a big acronym guy. And for me, when I was thinking of God in the beginning, of course I thought, oh, it's a guy in the sky and you know, whatnot, but really it's just good orderly direction. To use that acronym, good orderly direction, helped me to connect to that spirituality in the beginning and to be able to sit with my emotions and meditate and actually be able to pray willfully rather than just against it. Another thing too, that, you know, an acronym for fear, before I used to, it was like fuck everything and run. But now it's face everything and recover. I like changing it. I heard someone say that one time and I said, that's the fear that I would like to have, is the fear to face everything and recover, no matter what it is. Because if I don't face it, then I'm not recovering. Then I'm not actually processing. Then I'm actually, you know, I will probably turn to a different thing, a substance, and bad behaviors again. And in order to do that too, I will stop. I will have a spiritual timeout, please. When I'm having those obsessive thoughts, I turn straight and I say, stop. And I know that right then and there, I have to pray to God and give all my character defects to him. Because if not, then I'm letting my ego, which is edging out God. Yes, a lot of acronyms. But the biggest thing is the hope that comes with this program. And that acronym is Hang On, Pain Ends. In this program, if we show up, if we work it, it works for us. Like the ninth step promises give us, are these painstaking promises? I think not, because they will materialize for them if we work them. So I'm very grateful to be able to speak today. And thank you, Melanie, again for asking me and calling on me. And I hope everyone has a great abstinent evening. And thank you.